Okay, good morning. Good morning. Today's Veterans Day. Today's a very big day. My kids actually have off today for Veterans Day. I don't know if that's a new thing in the yeshivas. They didn't have off previously for Veterans Day. And we're learning Lilui Nishmas. YNJ school, okay. So YBH is Machmir on Veterans Day. And we're learning today, sponsored by Nathan, Dina, and David Repan, and grandchildren, in loving memory of Judy Becker Repan, Yehudit Bat Nissan. Where am I going now? Sponsored by the Goldstein family in memory of Bruce's grandmother, Molly Eckstein, Malka Zisel, Basi Strala Kohen. And today's learning and breakfast is sponsored to come at the yurtzeit of Deanna Markow, Dina Bas Yoshua, the mother of Erwin Markow, and to come at the yurtzeit of David Yisrael Ben Shmuel Peretz, Mr. David Glassberg, father of Elaine Markow, and in memory of, like we just heard, Eugene Lightman, Yoshua Ben Lieber Yona, father of Susan Weintraub, as a World War II veteran, together with all the veterans who helped make our country great and enabled us to practice our religious freedom. Learning and breakfast today is sponsored by Elena Irwin Markow and the Naftali Aaron Learning Group. Our learning should serve as an Eloi for the Neshamos, Begat Eden, Shel Mala.
Amen.
Abe just walked out, but he left that one thing. I was at the funeral, and it's something that I did mention to this group. I didn't say who it was. But another reason that's appropriate to be sponsoring this learning group is your father, at the age of 80, was able to say, you know what, I'm going to pick up a Gemara. I never opened a Gemara in my life. I never considered, you know, whatever it was. And now, at the age of 80, I'm going to start learning Gemara. The predicaments in his life. And he said, you know what, that's what I'm going to do. And to do that at such an age, that is inspiring. Rabbi Yudin spoke about him. I'm sure Yoni told you. Rabbi Yudin spoke about him on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. He was inspired. It was so inspiring to hear all the stories. The story about Cam Carson as well. And his neshama should really have an Eloi Began Eid Neshama Allah. So we're continuing right now with Sefer Olam Amidos, learning about working on ourselves. And last week we discussed the Rav Dessler's famous line in Kuntra Sechesed. Rav Dessler writes, if you want to, you know, work on yourself and you have a hard time dealing with an individual, Rav Dessler writes, what should we do? Give. Give to that person. Think of ways to be kinder to that person, and that changes not just our external expression or, you know, impression of that person, but it will change the way we feel about that person in general. And he continues on quoting the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos is where the Rambam writes about all of our character traits. Deos for the Rambam means not knowledge, but it means midos. And he writes here that every single person is created differently. Deos har beyesh l'kol echa v'yechad mi b'nei adam v'zu m'shuna v'zu v'rchoka mimenu b'yoser. Every single person we know is created differently than everybody else. There are certain people that are born more passionate. Certain people are noted towards becoming, you know, angrily more easier. Others are, you know, won't get angry, you know, ever in their entire lives. Some are more patient. Some are more modest. Some are more arrogant. You know, some like to talk about themselves. Some don't like to talk about themselves. Some are more private. And some people are more open about their feelings and emotions. The Rambam writes that every single person is created differently, right? It's just not how they look on the outside, but really the way that we look on the outside is an outer expression of how we feel on the inside, and we really are all different. And I was just talking to an educator, and he was telling me how, you know, I was talking about, I teach one of his children. So he was telling me how, you know, oh, you're having my daughter next year too, and she's very different. And I'm like, yeah, of course she's very different. Like, she's a different person. He's like, I know that also, because I'm in education. Obviously, all of my children are different. I think we all know that, right? But I feel like I'm surprised every single time, right? It's the same family, same environment. We're saying the same things at the Shabbos table, right? But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, that each and every one of us is so unique and so different. V'lachem, l'chol echad yesh nisonios miyachadim, bedarcho lasaga slashlemos. Therefore, each one of us has our own personal tests about how to achieve, and struggles and challenges and opportunities to achieve perfection in this world. Right? We're all not given the same exact tests. right? We're learning about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the Sfarim say, is the paradigm for what we all go through in our lives. We're all not going to go through our personal, our own Akeda. But we will go through a challenge in our lives that may resemble or be similar to the Akeda of Avram Avinu. We all go through our own personal tenis yonos that we will have to achieve, try to overcome, and struggle with, and grapple with in our lives. I always like to point out that Avram didn't necessarily pass all of his tests. The Ramban writes that Avraham failed. Test number one. Avram, God promised Avraham and told him to go down to go up to Eretz Canaan. And everything's going to be great there in Eretz Canaan. Avram gets to Eretz Israel, and what happens?
That's right.
There's no food. There's nothing there. What's he going to do? So he stops, you know, and he goes back. He gets back on the passport line, you know, meets the TSA agents back in Egypt, and he's stuck, and he goes to Egypt. The Ramban writes, Chet Chata. Avraham messed up. Avraham made a mistake. He sinned. Avraham sinned. That was not what he should have done. He should not have done that. Right? Yet Avraham maybe got a 90, maybe got an 80. But Avraham continued to persevere through life. Right? It wasn't about just one test. And one test did not define who he was. And where he casts them out continues in this beautiful Sefer, Ulamashal, right? Some people have Midas Savlanos. Right? They're very, very patient. And very, you know, they're very patient. But so where are they going to get tested, baby? In a time when they shouldn't be patient. Right? There are some times in life where like that trait, most of the time that's great. It's very, very important for life. But sometimes, you know, we need to stand up for what we believe. We need to be a little bit, you know, stand up for what we think is right and be a little bit of a captain, be a little bit more strict, either with ourselves or with the people around us, right? And so that person might get challenged in that trait, which, you know, they generally are great with. I'll leave with one last point, and he points out, he quotes from Rav Sol Salanter. This is one of the famous lines from Rav Sol Salanter. Rav Sol Salanter writes that it is harder, right? Shekasha l'tzake mida achas, mi ligmor es kol hashas. Right? It is more challenging to change one trait, one midah. More challenging to change one midah in one's own life than to finish all of the Gemara, all of Shas, right? Siyum Shas is in a few weeks. That's not an excuse, right? We don't say, okay, fine, you know what? I'll work on my patience. I'll work on my anger. I'll work on my chesed. And I won't learn. No. We have to learn. But to understand that this is a rikarik, right? I like to quote, there's a great study by Dr. John and Julie Gottman. They are the experts in marriage therapy, marriages in general. They say that he says that he could meet with a couple. Within the first 60 seconds, he could say whether this couple is going to last or not. Based on four different determinants, he's done studies in Seattle. Whenever a couple gets married, when they get engaged, not when they get married, because we're still working on our marriages then, but I give them this book by him, which is excellent, Seven Keys to Marriage. And he writes in his studies, he's done a lot of research, that 68% of the arguments, right, that couples have are the same. From day one of marriage to halavai ad mea v'yesrin. It's the same arguments. It's the same fights, same pet, whatever it is. It's the same things, right? That's the midah, right? It's that. Those are the things that are hardest and most challenging to overcome. And I have here a note that I probably, in my own word, right? Every year is a new year, right? Shana. Rosh Hashanah. We celebrate Rosh Hashanah. A shana doesn't only mean a year, but shana also means to change, right? So Rosh Hashanah, we're not there right now, but every day could be a Rosh Hashanah for us, is another opportunity to change. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of change. And that's very, very challenging. But that we should seek encouragement from the stories of Parshas Lech Lecha, of Parshas Vayera, of Avram and Sarah's life, and know that it is all within the realm of possibility for us to do. Okay, have a great day. We're going to continue learning, but...